You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and up next is an update from City Hall with City Manager Rory Watt. Hi, Rory.
Hi, Shelley. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good today. How are you?
Doing good.
Great.
Working on all kinds of COVID-related things per normal.
Yep. That's pretty much every day, all day, every day. What's new or breaking this afternoon?
So on the COVID front, not much. Still just holding steady. So Juneau is still at its 27 cases, and I think 25 recovered. And I think actually the only active COVID case that we have is somebody not in the borough that gets assigned to Juneau for some reason. So good stuff on the disease front. Lots of issues on the economic front, trying to figure out what that all means. I think people saw that Princess and Holland America canceled their cruise ship season for the rest of the year, which effectively means no big cruise ships this year in all likelihood. I think Norwegian is still holding out thoughts that they might come at the end of the summer, but very small cruise ship season, if any at all. So that's fairly big news. We got the Assembly Finance Committee tonight working on the budget, and everybody continues to be confused about what the legislature is doing. Legislative budget and audit postponed till Monday, so we're waiting for the legislature and the governor to get on the same page about the CARES Act, which is a lot of potential funds. And then we're waiting for Congress to clarify how those funds can be spent. And it looks like Senator Sullivan introduced some legislation late today that would expand the authority. So that is potentially very big news.
What does that mean to expand the authority?
Well, so the CARES Act, when they appropriated the funds, they gave Alaska $1.25 billion, but their restrictions for only COVID-related costs. And the problem that Alaska has and much of the country is a revenue problem, or the government's anyway. I think the governments and the businesses are both the same. We all have a revenue problem. So we are potentially getting a significant amount of funds, $53 million from the state, that couldn't be spent. But if Senator Sullivan's legislation is successful, then we would be able to spend those, and our budget scenario becomes dramatically different.
I see. Any thoughts about what might happen? Any predictions?
Boy, it's a roller coaster. So we're waiting for the legislature now on Monday to complete their process, and then we're watching Congress. And then all along the way, the Assembly has to work on the municipal budget in the month of May and finish it up in early June. And so it's a roller coaster ride every single day on the money front. Because we don't know if the municipal budget is going to have to rely on cuts to services, increases to property tax, or potentially be bolstered by these federal funds. So it's wildly unpredictable from hour to hour where I think we're headed.
Well, let's talk about some stuff happening outside of City Hall. Do you know what is the status of some small businesses, bars, restaurants in Juneau? Are things reopening? Have things already reopened?
So small business has been slowly reopening, lots of them putting up plexiglass, and they've got tape on the floor and a few restaurants making a go of it. So I see an opening of the economy and good behavior amongst the public wearing cloth face masks in those places, and that's great. We think the governor is going to announce more details tonight about reopening the state. So we're going to be watching that to see where the governor is going. And we're trying to predict on the interstate health mandate. That's the one that requires 14-day quarantine. It is set to run through May 19th. And I think everybody's wondering if that is too soon for that to end or what's going to happen there. So we're going to be watching the governor to see what his next move is. And on Monday, we will have Dr. Zink talking to the Assembly Monday afternoon at 1. So it's kind of probably good timing in terms of having policy moves by the governor and then a pretty quick follow-up with the Q&A with Dr. Zink.
Will that be open to the public, or is she just speaking with you folks?
We'll be Zooming with the doctor. So, yeah, everybody is welcome to video conference with us. You can get the information for that on how to do that from the clerk's webpage.
There's a couple of other items that I saw today that I thought I might ask you about. One of them is that U.S. Census workers are back door-to-door. Is that happening in Alaska? Is that happening here in Juneau?
I saw that news. I don't actually know. So our statistics on the census, we're tracking the national average. So we're around 56-57% of people in Juneau have responded. But Alaska is really low. So we need the other communities to get counted. And I saw that news. So I don't know if that's happening in Juneau yet. I've been wondering that myself. But really important that everybody get counted. And you can still go online. I think it's mycensus2020.gov.
Yep, I did that myself, actually, and it was pretty easy. And I would say if folks don't want someone coming to knock on your door, just go,
yeah, exactly.
Go to census.gov and get it taken care of. It took almost no time at all.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I saw you guys were doing sort of like a spotlight on people of CBJ. That looked like kind of a feel-good part of your website. Do you want to say anything about that?
Yeah, so we started that a while ago. I think we started it on Instagram and Facebook, and I think the current person is Lisa Peterson, who's a school nurse who's been repurposed into the call center for remote testing. I think it's a great reminder during this Public Service Appreciation Week. How about that? One of your public servants being repurposed for something they didn't think they were going to be doing at work and just adroitly changing. So, yeah, we've been highlighting people internal and external to the city, and a little more details on the website and on social media.
Mm-hmm. That was a fun piece. I enjoyed reading that. Another item I saw on the list today of things that were posted today, same day COVID-19 inpatient testing at Bartlett.
Yeah. So there are many different kinds of COVID tests, and seems like there's always a new wrinkle on testing. So Bartlett now has a machine where they can do same-day testing. This is not for the general public. This is for somebody with symptoms. If it's the general public, an asymptomatic person, it's not likely to be very accurate, and they have a limited supply of tests. So what Bartlett can do with this test, though, is use it strategically in the event of, say, a healthcare worker or somebody who's got vulnerabilities and they need the results back sooner, or if we have somebody in the social services arena who's behaviorally challenged, or somebody in a congregate setting like a shelter or a jail, or perhaps one of the senior homes. So it's a nice strategic piece of information gathering that we have with that test. And so we're super happy to have that. The gateway to all the COVID testing is still the mobile hotline 586-6000. And then between the nurses and the hospital, people will get channeled to the appropriate testing protocol.
It's nice to know that that's all in place, even though our numbers are really low.
Yeah. So we're trying to boost our numbers. We still have low positivity, which is one of the important metrics, and we're trying to boost the testing rate. So, again, there's like a whole host of reasons that you can get a COVID test. I could read them off to you, but it could anything that can include cough, chills, shortness of breath, difficulty breathing, diminished sense of taste or smell, diarrhea, fatigue, fever, headache, muscle and joint aches, nausea, rash, chills, shivering, runny nose, sore throat, or increased sputum. So literally, if you have almost any health condition, call the hotline and you're probably going to get tested for COVID. And you're going to be a piece of background data for the community. So that's a really good thing. I think tonight Health and Social Services is going to be rolling out new information on their dashboard, and they're going to be starting to track advanced indicators that will give kind of a preview before testing. So right now people get tested, and then several days later you get test results. And then as those test results aggregate, you get a picture of what's happening in the community. Well, they're going to start tracking things and reporting things earlier, like, hospital visitation or ER visitation or visits to medical providers. So we might be able to see the start of a wave earlier. And I think that's going to be one of the points of interest in the press release tonight, our press conference.
All right. Well, hey, that's all we have time for today, Rory. So I'll say goodbye to you for now, and you'll be back on the show tomorrow. You want to leave us with one of your taglines?
Yeah, wash your hands, Shelley, and remember, taking care of yourself takes care of our community.
I will do both of those things. Thanks, Rory.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.